me Warlord, my mother calls me Paul. You can call me Private Warren when you're filing your report. As to how I came to be here, this is what I understand. In this hospital in Germany, from the dust of Ura's gang.
You just turned 28, just bought a new car, when you joined the 1st Battalion of the Big One RAR. We were next up for deployment into South Afghanistan to combat the insurgents in the dust of Ura's gang.
It took 7 months of training just to get into the joint. There were push-ups and procedures, and there was death by PowerPoint.
Then the RSO and I course in Ali al-Salam, but nothing can prepare you for the dust of Ura's gang.
Me and Benny sat together, flying into Kandahar, and we sucked back on our near beers in the Camp Baker bar.
We're up at 05:30, we're on the Hurricane out, and in 20 flying minutes we're into Tarancout.
We shook hands as the boys ripped out from MRTF1. Pretty soon we're out patrolling in the Afghan summer sun.
Walking through the green zones with a star in my hand, body armor chafing through the dust of Ura's gang.
We started up near Chora, working 14 hours a day. A mentor and a Kandak from the Afghan 4th Brigade. Down to the Baluchi into eastern Darshan, working under open skies in the dust of Ura's gang.
It's a long, long way from Townsville, not like any place you've seen. Suddenly you're walking through the 14th century. Women under burqas, tribal warlords rule the land. Full of goats and huts and jingle trucks as the dust of Ura's gang.
And the education minister can neither read nor write, and the minister for women runs a knock shop there at night.
And they've been fighting there forever over water, food and land, murdering each other in the dust of Ura's gang.
Yeah, there's nothing about the province that's remotely fair or just, but worse than the corruption is the endless bloody dust. Fine as talcum powder on the ground and in the air, and it gets into your eyes, and it gets into your hair,
and it gets into your weapon, and it gets into your boots. And when the bureaucrats all show up here, it gets into their suits, and it gets in the machinery, and it foils every plan. Well, there's something quite symbolic about the dust of Ura's gang.
Still, the people can be gracious, and they're courteous and smart. And when the children look into your eyes, they walk into your heart. Face each day with courage, and each year without a plan, beyond scratching for survival in the dust of Ura's gang.
But the Taliban are ruthless, keep the people terrorized, with roadside bombs and hangings and leaving letters in the night. And they have no useful vision for the children of this land, but to keep them praying on their knees in the dust of Ura's gang. It was a quiet Saturday morning when the two shop made a call on a compound of interest to the east of Cop Mashon. We had some information. They were building IEDs. So we cordoned and we searched it in accord with SOPs.
I was on the west flank picket, propped there with Ben. Better keep a watchful eye out while the other blokes went in. We knew the signs of danger from the TTPs we'd learned, but the Nationals were moving back and forth without concern. We'd been static there for hours when I shifted slightly back. My foot tripped an AP mine and everything went black. I woke up on a gurney, flat out on my back. Had to ask him 7 times just to get the facts that I lived to tell his story through a simple twist of fate. The main charge lay 10 feet away from the pressure plate. You see, the mine was linked by debt cord to a big charge laid by hand. hidden under Benny by the dust of Burra's gang. I was a Queensland champ Thai boxer. Now I look south of my knee, and all I see is bed sheets where my right foot used to be. Benny's dead and buried underneath Australian sand, but his spirit's out there wandering through the dust, through the dust of Burra's gang.
Dust of Burra's gang.